Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mark J. Lindquist, and you're here for Mark's Motivational Minute. Today's topic, kids spell love, T-I-M-E. When I was in high school, I had a friend of mine that lived down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. His name is Pettus Randall. Pettus Randall III, I believe his name was. Or maybe he was the fourth. I'm not quite sure. No, I think he was the fourth. His father was Pettus Randall III. And the Randall family is just a fantastic family. Unfortunately, I've lost touch with them over the years. But when I was in high school, we did a couple programs together. Long story short, I was his roommate at a couple different youth conventions and got to know Pettus over the years. And one time on a spring break trip, my friends Nate and Jeff and I drove down to Mardi Gras, New Orleans, freshman year of college. We were at Concordia College, spring break happened, and we drove down there for Mardi Gras. And on the way, we stopped in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and we just got to spend a day in the guest house at the Randall Estate. It was kind of a cool thing for a couple farm kids like us. And the backstory is this. Pettus, my friend, his father was a very successful businessman. I believe either it was him or his father, Pettus's grandfather, who started Randall Publishing, and they're the ones that publish, I think it's like the Trucker's World magazines, and they just have a bunch of different magazines and publications that have, of course, put the family on a trajectory of some success. And I was a 19-year-old kid. And I for the first time in my life, I was out in the big world and I was an adult. And this was one of the first conversations I can recall where an adult, somebody I respected, of course, a successful businessman, a multimillionaire, had took me aside and kind of treated me like an adult, and talked to me like an adult. And I'll never forget it. We were there watching my buddy Pettus practice at tennis practice after school. Because he was still in high school and I had graduated. And Pettus Randall, the father, gray-haired, successful businessman, was standing there by the chain-link fence. And he says, you know what, Mark? It's a busy day for me. I had meetings and, of course, we've got a business to run and things to be concerned with. But sometimes, Mark, you just have to show them that you care by showing up. And it was just a very simple exchange. He didn't go, into some, deep and teaching moment. He just said, sometimes you just got to show up and show them that you care. Because it was just a regular tennis practice. It wasn't a match. It wasn't something that was for the, state high school championship or anything. But this man, in the middle of the workday, said, you know what's important to me? It's important to show my son that I love him, because here I'm spending time invested in his daily life. And, earlier in high school, I had heard that line that kids spell love, T-I-M-E. And I just thought, this is a man who now I respect in all kinds of different ways. I respect his success as a business person, but now I respect his success as a family man, his perspective on what is important in life. It's important to show the people that you love them with your time. And he wasn't on his phone, and he wasn't taking phone calls and dictating notes and setting up meetings. He was there, standing with me on a chain link fence in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, with the sun beaten down. He was in a full suit, and he was watching his son practice tennis. That's cool. You want to know what happened? Is it, yes, less than a year later, I believe, Pettus Randall, the man that I stood next to the chain link fence, died of pancreatic cancer. And my friends, it became clear when I heard that news, the important things. It's the time. That's what's important. So the title of today's topic was Kids Spell Love, T-I-M-E. But isn't that true with everybody? Everybody that you love. It's the time that you spend with them. And not just sitting in the same room while you're on their phone, and, you know, the other person is on their phone, or while you're watching TV. No, I think it's being present together, creating those memories, communicating to the people that you love them with your time. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mark J. Lindquist. In honor of the Randall family and Pettus Randall, have a great day.